it's amazing, definitely with the waffles, to realize how we have become over the years part of the Saturday routine of so many families here in Troy.
This is Marcia Lazarus with Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm here at the Troy Farmers Market this morning. And if you can give me your name and what you're selling here.
My name is Luke. The name of the company is Pika's Farm Table, and we're a kitchen that uses local ingredients and turns them into different products, pot pies, quiches, soups, little appetizers, and then further down, that's the sweet, that's the savory side, and then further down the waffle side, the Belgian sugar waffle, which we started in probably around 2010 at this market, and which has quite a following here in Troy.
Yeah, I can understand. They look delicious. Actually, everything does, and I'm intrigued that you have both the sweet items and the savory dishes. Lobster bisque, lobster pot pie, chicken pot pies. Oh my God, my mouth is watering.
The sweet side is due to my wife, who said, like, we're from Belgium. Me and my wife, we're both from Belgium, moved here to the U.S. in 94. And she kept saying, like, listen, we have to get to the sweet waffles. Yeah, the Liège waffle, the Belgian sugar waffle. It was trial and error because I took a Belgian recipe and took American ingredients and it didn't work. Because flour here in the U.S. is milled much finer than it is in Europe. And butter, believe it or not, has less butter fat here in the U.S. than it has in Belgium. And it's not a linear conversion. But with trial and error, I finally got it right. And then since we've been living here already so long, yeah, your frame of reference wears down, wears out. So I called my brother up in Belgium and I said, like, do you mind coming over? Yeah, and at the airport, eat a waffle and then fly over and taste ours. And he got here and he said, yeah, you're spot on. So that's when we started commercializing them.
And the true test is your sales.
Yeah, true. And it's not a bunch of Americans faking a Belgian sugar waffle. It's Belgians making Belgian sugar waffles. So it's basically I'm selling out my heritage. Yeah.
That is so interesting. Do you bring your beautiful stuff to other markets or other stands?
The majority of what we do, we're wholesalers. We're producers and wholesalers. Our biggest customer is Fresh Direct in New York City. They have 360 trucks making home deliveries, and they carry our pot pies, they carry our quiches, and that's really our biggest customer. But the big guys, to work for the big guys, you have to wait a long time for your money. The wholesale are way bigger numbers, but slimmer margins. And you need that, yeah, the mix of both. Also, the big advantage of the farmers market for us is it's the cheapest way for me to try out new products. Because I sample, and if it isn't any good, customers come back and rub it in your face that the product isn't good, and then you kill the product and you come up with something else. So the farmers market is to keep the company in balance, yeah, okay, between small orders and big orders, and because with big orders you can lose track of who you are and what you need to do. Yeah, to keep us grounded, that's the farmers market, and also it's a tool for me to do product development and product testing in a very cheap way. Yeah.
Terrific. And it sounds like immediate feedback.
Yeah. Don't tell the Troy people that I consider them guinea pigs. But,
So the best place for people to sample your delicious, sweet, and savory items at the Pika's Farm Table stand at the farm, Troy Farmers Market, every Saturday morning here in the atrium, and then later outside. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Can you introduce yourself and your business?
Yes, I can. Hi there. My name's Rita, and I am from Adirondack Bakery. I've been actually doing this since 2012. I started out just doing craft sales, and I grew to do farmers markets. I'm currently doing the Troy Farmers Market, as well as the Schenectady Green Market, and I've never been happier.
And can you talk a little bit about your products? And your business is called Adirondack Bakery, but this is not a traditional bakery.
No, I basically do preservative-free, human-grade dog treats in all kinds of funky flavors. We have peanut butter bacon to a fat Elvis, to all different concoctions that I basically brought up over the years. Everything is a brown rice flour base, preservative-free, human-grade.
So are you a cook? Are you a baker?
Absolutely. I come from a very strong Sicilian background. My mother was a wonderful cook. She's a wonderful baker. And one day in 2012, I was sitting on the couch as a single mom, and I needed to make more money. My love of dogs, my love of baking, I formed it, and it became Adirondack Bakery, which the name comes from my Scroon Lake cabin, which I love up in the Adirondacks. It's my place of relaxation, so that's where the name was formed.
And so you seem very relaxed, and you're enjoying yourself.
Love it. It took me in my 50s to really find my calling. Between the two markets, I'm working full time now, and I have never been happier.
And do you find that there's a large market for these products, which these are not typical dog treats or food, right? Normally people go...
They're very unique. And I think that people love the fact there's no preservatives and no added chemicals. There's oats, brown rice, flour, blueberries, all fresh, human grade. And people love the fact that it's all natural.
And so clearly there's a demand for your product that you're able to...
Oh, it's growing and growing, yes. Every year that I'm at the farmer's market, I'm getting more and more clients. And I love the people. I love seeing the dogs when we're outside. Just a wonderful experience.
Wonderful to see your very interesting stand. Stuff made from secondhand and vintage materials. What is your name, and can you talk a little bit about all your wonderful products?
Sure. So I'm Mariah. I hand make and upcycle bucket hats and jackets, shirts and scrunchies and all kinds of stuff. It's always made from secondhand or vintage materials. I try to keep it low waste and use up all my scraps, so a lot of my stuff will be patchwork, and it's usually one of a kind.
Such interesting stuff, and yes, so varied. I see you have jackets, spring jackets, very cool hats, scrunchies, beautiful shirts. Where did this and how did this idea evolve?
Well, I care a lot about sustainability, and I try to live like a very low waste lifestyle myself, and I just really like sewing. When I taught myself, I decided I would never buy anything new if I could avoid it, so ever since, I've never bought new fabric, like maybe thread and elastic are new, but otherwise nothing new. I just care about like not wasting. That's really like, there's so much waste in the world. We've overproduced so much that I just want to like reduce it in any way I can.
Interesting way also to use your artistic qualities, which you clearly have.
Oh, thank you.
So how long have you been doing this, and how long have you been coming to the market here?
So I've been doing this for 3.5 years. August is my fourth anniversary. I've been sewing for five. I taught myself. I've been coming to this market. This is my third year, my second winter, but my third year.
And is it a fun experience, and is it a productive experience coming here?
It's very fun. I've met lots of cool people. I've connected with a lot of awesome customers and people who my work resonates with, which is so special to me. This market's allowed me to find people that like love my stuff, and that's like the best feeling in the world.
Wow. Do you sell your products anywhere else, or?
I do. I sell products at my shop in Saratoga. I have a little boutique studio. I sew right out of there, and I sell right out of there. It's on Beekman Street. I sell on my website, which is mariahfied.com. And I have an Etsy and a Depop that are my things are available on.
Thank you so much for talking with us. I really appreciate, and I love your stuff.
Thank you.
Good luck. Marsha Lazarus reporting from Hudson Mohawk Magazine.